man, beard, comedian.
I'm Simon King, and this is What's Wrong. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for watching the podcast. Thank you for rating, reviewing, and liking the podcast, which you're not doing, but fuck you. Anyway, I don't care. I'm just trying to guilt them now.
This is a man who respects his audience.
Both of them. I respect them because they're bigger than me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to introduce my guest first before we talk about the Mikey situation. My guest is a very great friend of mine, a fantastic comic, one of the best there is, period. Ladies and gentlemen, what was your name again? Ivan Decker, ladies and gentlemen, returning to the podcast, Ivan Decker. He has not been on the podcast you two studios ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Check this out. What do we got
it's
now?
Good.
Way Where better, right?
Which one, who do I look at?
Doesn't matter.
Do I look at you?
We'll follow you. Look at me. We'll follow you. Look at me. Look at me.
I don't know if you've ever done
don't
like,
look at him, look
like
at me.
Morning TV.
Yep.
Where they're like, where they're like, this is your camera. And I'm
yep.
like, I don't, what does that mean?
It doesn't mean, because it doesn't say your name on it. It's
I
just
always
the
I
light.
Always read the host's yeah. prompter. They're like, stop doing that.
I do.
You see my eyes?
You know what I do? He's I purposefully go to the wrong camera. I will purposefully do this. I'll be this. They'll be like, hey, so with us is Simon King. And I'll be like,
yeah. Which one is my camera?
They're like, no, here you go. It's like, oh, sorry.
Hello.
Being on the devil machine that captures your soul before. Thank you for coming back and doing the podcast.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me
back. You know what I feel bad for is Mikey, because he's not here. Mikey, again, is not here.
Yeah, what's going on? Where is he?
So
I'm sure you've already explained it on a previous episode.
Well, every episode I have to explain this again because there is this rumor going around that I murdered him, and I didn't murder him.
Yeah.
Okay? What I did was I was worried about his health, so I cryogenically froze him until the year 2158. And when he is unfrozen,
it's
we will
good.
Podcast then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just his head, though.
Yeah,
just his
that's
head.
Fine. That's
I'm
all
not
you
paying
need.
For the whole body. Are
that's all you
crazy?
Need for a podcast.
People freeze just their heads.
I know.
So what I don't understand is so the deluxe package is all your body, right?
Yeah.
And then there's like there's the silver package is just your head.
Oh, I read an article about this recently. There was like a big one of the biggest like cryogenic places had like a big power failure, of course.
Oh fuck.
And it was one of those like No, it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Sticking a like, me thermometer in grandma. Oh shit.
It's like they know. They're not, you know,
it's all a scam. It's got to be a scam.
Of course it's
because there's
scam.
No way, like, so, because apparently they freeze you moments after death. They freeze you.
Yeah, so you're already dead.
You're already dead.
They don't kill you with
no,
the freezing.
Which is how it would work.
Yeah.
If you really want it to work, you got to freeze people in carbonite, like Han Solo.
Even still, it's not going to work. It's ice.
You got to freeze people, like, properly.
Like, I don't know if you know what happens to water when it freezes.
Oh, hold on. I knew this.
It gets bigger. It's one of the only... It's not an element. What is it? I don't know. Whatever. Molecules.
I love the idea of doesn't quite give a fuck science guy.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's the only, you know.
Like, this is all semantics. Look it up or whatever.
Doesn't matter. Look, we all know what water is.
It's got a unique crystalline structure that gets bigger when it.
What are we, five? And they're like, we
solidified.
Are five. You're like, you know? It doesn't fucking matter.
That's why you fill up your ice cube trays and you're like, I think it's all right. And then you're like, there's too much.
Too much.
So that's what happens on a cellular level.
Yeah.
The water in your cells freezes. Kerblammo.
You
the whole
big.
Cell wall is shattered. It's like filling up a balloon to maximum, then freezing it. The balloon pops.
It's almost like frostbite is a thing.
Yeah.
You know? It's
yeah,
almost
exactly.
like that's a problem. So they freeze you. I mean, so what? How would they freeze you then if they wanted to? I mean, I guess how would you freeze someone if you wanted them to the water in their body to not freeze? You couldn't do it.
You can't.
You can't do it.
They don't know. But that's the thing. That's what they're banking on. They're like, nah, it'll be fine. Eventually, we'll figure it out. That's not our... It's literally like the billionaire scientist justification of like when you're staying up late.
Yeah.
And you're like... It's not my problem.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Well,
it's
that's
tomorrow
always,
Simon's problem.
I've always thought that about theoretical physicists. It's like they could just be talking shit.
Yeah.
Like Stephen Hawking had that cool robot voice, but he could have just been full of shit.
Oh, for sure.
Like he would say a lot of things that is like,
yeah.
The universe is this size.
The higher
like,
up
yeah,
you
cool.
get with math, the more it's just like,
what's
oh,
going to prove you wrong?
Yeah.
You're doing some Goodwill Hunting shit. Who's going to prove you wrong? No one.
Yeah.
No
I mean,
one confidently
but even
is
if like
say.
Somebody wants to, it's like you could just not listen.
Yeah, you could be like difference of opinion because when you get to that level, it's not simple. It's not something like, hey, you should have turned right on that red. It's not like that. Yeah. This is like scientific shit. It's like, oh, yeah, if you're off by this, you know, decimal point, the universe doesn't actually exist.
There's
going to
be a lot of people in the comments being like, actually, this is real. This is real comment bait.
Oh, I love the idea that you think there's a lot of people in the comments. I think I posted,
comment bait.
Here's the thing is what I've realized this is that the majority of the people who listen to this podcast only listen to it. They don't watch the podcast.
Okay, I don't have to worry about doing anything weird with my hands.
I film it purely for basically I'm making a time capsule of me slowly aging.
Yeah, that's
with
good.
People next to me, banana for scale. That's what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And so people listen to it. They do listen to it. I know people listen to it because occasionally someone will say, hey, I listen to your podcast.
That's great.
But most of the time, people just watch it. If they watch it and they don't say anything. Which I think is good because I think people.
Yeah, I don't care for comments.
Well, I think what always confuses me is if you're gonna say is first of all it's
there's a like button, you can just click that.
Yep. Or dislike.
Or
fuck
dislike.
Off.
I mean, Instagram doesn't have dislike, so they got to get in there and tell me that.
Well, what I don't understand is if I don't like something, you know what I do? I just fucking move on.
Yeah.
How can I move on?
And it's never been easier. That's the thing. It's not like fucking Blockbuster when like, oh, I don't like this movie. I got to drive back to the store.
Back then.
I got to talk to the guy. I didn't like it. And he's like, did you rewind it? You're like, I was too mad.
I want my money back.
I didn't rewind it.
Porky Pig wasn't in this movie.
Now, literally, you're watching like an Instagram video that you don't like. This is what you have. This is all you have to do to get a new thing.
Yeah.
Just move your thumb a little bit. But they can't.
They
have to click comment and go in.
I thought about bringing comedians on and like having a new section called "What's your favorite negative comment that you've had on one of your videos?" Because we all have them.
Yeah, I have a bajillion.
I'm getting a crazy amount of not actually. Here's the weird thing: I'm getting a lot of positive, but the negative I get, they're so angry that people are positive, they're getting extra angry.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's not like they can just be like, "Shit, move on." They're like, "This is why you fucking suck," and everything. But it was like, "Oh,
I got
you're
a paragraph."
Angry.
Today and a guy went in and responded to a bunch of the positive comments.
I've had that too.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah,
you're bad.
Have you ever had them follow you to other videos or other platforms? I had one guy. He chased me all the way to TikTok from Instagram.
God.
And I was like, dude,
TikTok. I don't dare.
I was like,
go
why do I
comments.
Need to block? Like, do I need to block you for your own good? Because it's not gonna go well. Because I'm an asshole with nothing to do.
The best on Instagram is restricted. It's like a nice. It's like a timeout because they don't know.
They don't know.
And they're just putting up comments, and they think everybody can see them, and no one can see them.
I should be doing that more.
Oh, yeah.
Because I fuck with them a lot. I troll the idiots so much, because as I've learned this, that interaction is so good for the algorithm.
Yeah.
It kicks videos up.
Yeah, they love it.
Because I never used to interact at all in any capacity. I used to say thank you for the nice stuff and never used to interact. And then a social media guy I was talking to goes, that's what's killing you. He goes, Instagram wants to see you guys get into it. And I go, really? He goes, fucking spell things wrong in your titles. He goes, say dumb shit. He goes, put out a trolling video once in a while. Start a war. He goes, pick a side. He goes, they will fucking go
That's
crazy.
That's all they want, yeah.
And the dumb thing is it works, and I've seen it work, and I hate that that's part of my life now.
Yeah, it's there's too much bad energy, you know? And it's like, and I think it's bad for everybody.
It's terrible.
Not even just comedians. Like, anybody that's involved with these platforms are like even innocuous stuff, like, you know, videos of like babies doing cute stuff.
Yeah.
People are like, God, you shouldn't be wearing those shoes past Dude, 6 months.
I had posted a video of like, it was literally, I think it was a 13 second video. And it's like, pro parenting tip. Not only is it not illegal, it's really funny to put an alcoholic beer on your parents' drink. So most people, great.
Little gag, you know?
Little joke.
Remember jokes?
The amount of people who were like, actually, one guy's like, he's like, I said, well, orange juice has more alcohol in it because I'm trying to kick him over, right? And he goes, actually, it's 0.45. And I was like, you know what? Nothing, you know what nobody likes is you. Like, nobody likes this shit. Nobody likes this.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing, like, I wonder,
why do they do it then?
Because they want it. They don't, first of all, they don't create, so they need to attack. That's the only way they have to give any validity to who they are.
Hey, listen, if you're an asshole, get in the comments and tell us why you're such a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, hey,
we'd
shithead.
Love to know.
We'd like to interview a shithead.
Don't give us your opinion, though. Like, get your therapist to write.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't go to therapy. That's why you're in the comments. All right.
I think what it is, too, is I think a lot of it is like, it's so easy to be negative. It's so hard to be positive. It's so hard to say you like something. It's so easy to say you don't like something. Like, clicking the like button is one thing. Posting that you like something is it's a totally other thing because you're saying, I like this. You're aligning yourself with something. everything we do in social media is designed to divide us in some capacity. You have to be on one side or the other. There's no gray area.
Yeah. It's,
I posted a video. I specifically did this. I posted a video about from a clip from a special, and the video is about not everybody should have a gun. At no point do I say ban guns.
Yeah.
I say that school shootings would be impossible with a peanut butter sandwich, which is true. You can't have shootings without guns. That was the argument. Crossbows, fair enough, but you can't. The amount of people who didn't watch it.
Reload time.
Exactly.
Unless you got one of those old, like, arbalists.
I like the idea of someone, like, doing a school shooting with a bow and arrow. I mean, you got to give them credit for it.
If someone does a school shooting with an arbalest, like the thing that you do, it's like a cranky-do.
Oh, yeah, cranky-do. Bring the cranky-do to defend the castle.
Then, you know.
I think if you do a school shooting with any sort of medieval weapon, points.
Yeah, I guess.
Because right now it's not about volume. Because volume you can do. Volume's not an issue. It's style points now.
Yeah.
That's what everyone wants. This is X Games shit, all right? We're not about numbers. Numbers is the Olympics. This is, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because for some goddamn reason, we're still publicizing these dickheads. Stop telling us who they are.
I mean, I don't understand.
Because all they want is fame, internet fame.
That's all I want. That's all I want.
So don't give it to them.
That's the same kind of person who comments negatively on videos. Now, listen to me. That's exacerbated. That's the next level. But it's people who are so disenfranchised and so empty, and they need some sort of stimulus. And negative stimulus to them equates to the same as positive stimulus. If you're not going to love me, you're going to hate me, I'm going to be something. They picture themselves as heel. The wrestling heel that turns into... So it's the... It's like the people who are like, if everybody likes a show, they're the one people like, actually, it kind of sucks. Because they think that makes them interesting.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, Seinfeld's good. I'm sorry.
I hated The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's really? Yeah. And you see it with comedy. Like, people will be like, oh, everyone likes this comic? Not for me. And that's fine. But at least with comedy, you could probably make an arguable point. But with a video, it's
just
like...
I think it's funny, too, that it's like, the video itself is evidence that this joke works.
Exactly!
Like, there are people laughing at the joke
in
the video. And you're commenting like
one guy said he's like this guy doesn't he goes this guy doesn't even know he's bombing, and he's like literally getting an applause break.
Yeah.
And he's like, I was like, did the applause and laughter throw you off? He goes, they're just stupid. And I go, hold on a second. So you're telling me this entire room full of people who saw it live and enjoyed it, or is it perhaps, just perhaps, that you're either dumb or an asshole?
Because
pick one, you can be one.
Yeah.
You just gotta pick one. If you're dumb, that's not your fault. You're just dumb. Or you're an asshole, that's your fault.
Yeah.
But I don't understand that. Like, it's like I understand not liking a piece of art in an art gallery. I don't understand standing in front of it and going, anyone who likes this is fucking stupid. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, would you accept that?
I think it's main character syndrome, right? Everybody thinks that they are the protagonist in this story.
Oh, God. And when the right wing particularly calls everyone an NPC.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because
like,
that's
like,
right
an
out
NPC.
Of it. Yeah.
And it's like you don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
They're the same people like, take the blue pill, or they call it all this.
Yeah, the red pill.
This fucking red pill. Take this, all this fucking rhetoric. And I'm like, and then they're like, you're a sheep. I'm like, what? You're doing the things that all the thing.
Yes,
like,
I am a sheep.
Yeah.
And the Lord Jesus is my shepherd.
It's a sheep. That's a sheep noise. This got surly, but
yeah,
I like
yeah,
it.
Got,
it get, no, it good, surly, but in a good
sorry,
way.
I'm in a foul mood these days.
That's why we're here. Be here to be foul. To be foul. I bring my friends on here. I don't care what they're about.
Yeah, yeah.
I care what you want to get out of your system.
I'm having a tough time. I think the main thing is just I don't sleep anymore.
No, you don't want to sleep. You have a kid.
Yeah,
don't sleep when you have a kid.
They know they're growing. You see, there's things called teeth that come out of your head.
Oh, I've heard of those. Yeah.
And I forgot that in order to get those teeth, you must pay the blood price. And that is years of pain.
He's a late fanger.
I didn't know that teeth are actually made out of your parents' soul.
Yep. Every inch they come out of your head is a week's less sleep your parent gets. That's what
stolen.
It is.
I get why in the old days they're like, fuck it, give him rum. I don't care.
Fuck. Are you kidding me?
I don't care if he's never going to win a Nobel Prize.
Dumb and sleepy?
I got to get up and feed the chickens.
I'd rather have a dumb and sleepy kid. Is he strong? That's all I care about.
Is this going to affect his ability to load the tractor?
Imagine how great the human race would be if they had a little more patience with their kids. It's like, I don't know, make him work on the cotton ginny. That'll shut him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Tire him out.
Or just like, you know, communities were built in such a way that people had support when raising children. Yeah.
I just went to the I went to Tofino with the lady friend and the kid.
Yeah.
And on the way back, because BC Ferries is the best, they didn't work properly.
Oh,
and
what? So we ended weird. Yeah, I know,
strange.
They never have any problems.
And so we ended up taking like a...
It's almost like having a monopoly for that is not
I know.
Not good.
Because what are you going to do, swim?
Yeah.
You're fucked.
There's no other option.
They're fucked. The seaplanes are done. And even if they weren't, how am I going to get my car back?
Yeah, you need a car.
You can't fucking carry him.
You can't fly to the island and then walk to Tofino.
So we got to the ferry terminal, and the ferry, we ended up getting the last ferry, and it ended up, it left at 10:20 at night, right? And I have a six-year-old. And this poor fucking kid, and he toughed it. He's like, I'm not tired.
What's his bedtime?
I'm not tired.
What's his usual bedtime?
8:30.
Oh,
dude got to sleep at 1:15.
Oh, God.
In the morning.
That's when he got in his bed.
At that point, I was like, you know what, man? Fucking stay up. You know? Yeah. Let's do it. Let's watch a movie.
It's never been a better time to watch Die Hard.
Dude, I'm like, you're not going to school tomorrow. There's no fucking way you're going to school. Yeah. I'm not sending a zombie kid to school.
Yeah.
There's hair all matted down. Get My up. Parents work hard and try to help me.
Get up. It's hockey practice.
Dude, I moved there. I went there to Euculet and Tofino, and I was like, I could move here, man. Just away from shit.
Yeah.
No traffic. No fucking traffic.
It's great.
One grocery store. You're done. That's it. They don't have it. You don't get it.
Yeah.
I like that.
I kind of like that, too, except the thing that nobody has is baby formula.
Yeah, nobody has baby formula. Yeah, you could make your own, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just oats and whiskey.
That's not true.
Pretty sure.
I tried it.
Oats and whiskey?
That doesn't
you're just,
work.
You're just making your baby smoothies?
Yeah, that's an old wives' Whoa, tale.
Alpha brain. Give it up, bro.
Yeah, my kid's on 100% ivermectin.
It's ivermectin, alpha brain. Give your kid elk meat.
I'm feeding him. I'm feeding him. Yeah, ivermectin and chicken hearts. He bit through his crib. Is that
got
good?
Fucking iron.
Is that
bro.
Good that he's got two teeth?
Two that he bit. Has he got two?
He bit all the way through his.
Which one
crib.
Did he get? These ones?
The bottom.
Oh fuck yeah! That's the bottom's coming. First, the bottom's coming, and then
they get those little bottom.
Yeah.
Like they and you know he just bites things.
My kid's got his grown-up teeth at the top now. He's got a few bottom ones and two big grown-up teeth.
Oh, he's got the adult teeth.
You know what the weird thing is? They're a different color than the other teeth. The baby teeth are bright white.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The adult teeth are a little bit yellow because the enamel's different. They're stronger,
yeah.
Right? And it just looks, I always look at him and I'm like, should we be whitening toothpaste or what are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
No, he's perfectly fine. It's a trip though because like you see like as they get a little older they get into the part where you might remember what happened like
yes.
when you don't remember what happened when you were one
no
but you might remember what happened when you're six
yeah
and
I
stuff starts happening
stuff
you're like oh shit okay I remember
six. Yeah and you're like oh, I'm making memories here now
mm-hmm.
I gotta be careful
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I cross a line where you're like he might remember this shit
yeah yeah
like it's so funny because every so often he goes F word I'm like you're damn right. You know what? Cut me off. You know,
yeah, yeah.
It's like I don't fight it anymore. Did I tell you, one time he was in when he just got into kindergarten, so he's like just turned five.
Yeah.
And this teacher, she pulls me aside when I pick him up one day, and she goes, "Just so you know, your son said the F word today." And I go, "Oh, I'm sorry." She goes, "No, it's the funniest thing." She goes, "First of all, kids hear it; they hear it around here. It doesn't. It's you know, in the city, it
very happens. Progressive school."
She goes, "She goes." What happened was, she goes, a kid pushed him, and he didn't push back. He just went, what the fuck? And then she's like, I looked at him, and she goes, I've never seen a five-year-old do this. She looked at him, and he goes, sorry, that's my bad. Shouldn't have done that. It's the wrong word. I've never seen a five-year-old take responsibility.
Oh,
yeah, that's
man.
My boy.
That's great.
She's like, what the fuck? He just yelled at him. It's like, yes, words, not physical power.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Look, I know. Okay, I'll go.
I'll let it go.
Time out.
She's
I get
like,
it.
It's on me. I shouldn't have done it.
I'll go to the fucking office.
He handled it like a 40-year-old. He's like, nah, all right, I get you. Nope,
yeah,
it's not appropriate at work.
That wasn't bad. That was bad. I grew up in a small town, so there were kids, like, some poorly raised, and I'm not saying that all small town kids are poorly raised, but I feel like per capita.
Yeah, there's some. They're not there because they don't have warrants.
Yeah, yeah. It's a small town, so we don't have a special school for them.
No.
They just have to come to our school.
Yeah.
That's the only school.
Yeah.
And there were kids who would figure out that, like, I'm seven. They literally can't do anything to me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, I'm above the law, which is a bad thing. They're like the bad guy in Lethal Weapon 3.
Any kid who could figure that out.
They have diplomatic immunity. So there were kids that would just straight up just tell the teacher to go fuck herself. And she'd be like, you got to go to the office. He's like, yeah, I fucking know. What are they going to fucking do? Make me sit down there and then send me back? Fuck you.
Permanent record.
Yeah. And it's like, there was no, I just remember this kid, his name was Tyler, and it was just like every day. Eventually, we just had to get to the point where the teacher was like, he has a disease. Don't behave like him. And it's because she's afraid. Of course, she's going to... We've now seen.
Yeah.
There's a crack in the armor. So we're like, all right.
I remember I think that's the thing. It's like they always, sometimes you see on the internet, they go, what would you rather have, $10 million or to be able to go back to 8 years old with all the knowledge you have now? And I'm like, 100% 8 year old. Because if
you
I
could easily make 10 million.
But if I went back to 8 years old, like, first of all, am I going back to when I was eight, which is like 1984 or whatever, 85, whatever? Or am I going to eight now?
Yeah, are you shrinking to eight?
Because if I'm going back to 1985, 86, like, yeah, fuck
yeah.
10 million.
Yeah.
Fuck 10 million.
Yeah. I'd go back to 1986 at this age.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to 1986.
You kidding me? Go back to 86?
I don't care about any age.
Could you imagine? You look at shit from the 80s and stuff, and you look at the way they lived in the 80s, and you're like, man, they had no idea how good they had it.
Well, because the thing is so funny, too.
Global
like,
warming wasn't even a thing they talked
about. It's like you think about technology. Like, there's been some advances in medicine.
Hmm.
Some pretty good advances in medicine.
That's been a huge thing. Even in the last 20 years, and what's
like,
coming
But
is
as far
different.
As, like, consumer experience is concerned, worker experience.
TVs
like,
are cheaper. That's about it.
What we can buy, what we can go see, what we can do.
Yeah.
Nothing's better. Like, no. Okay, video games have better graphics, but, like, am I having more fun?
No.
I don't think I am.
I think you had more fun when you
had
less options.
I think I had the same amount of fun.
I think you had more fun when you had less options. There's something to be said for going to a diner with six things on the menu, because you're not going to make a mistake.
Yeah.
If you go to a diner with 100 fucking things on the menu, there's always that paranoia of choice. You
get
paralyzed by choice. I think back in the old days, there were no fucking choices.
Yeah.
So you just did the thing. It's like, oh, what are we watching today?
Okay,
oh, we're
settle
watching
down,
Knight Rider.
Commie.
You
know
you
what's
want
on?
Your state-sponsored cinema experience?
Dude, everyone watches Knight Rider this week.
Yeah, but then you all could talk about the same thing.
It was great.
You know what? You didn't have to have, like...
Yeah.
There wasn't just like some, oh, did you see like...
There's no class structure in consuming media.
No.
Like, you gotta... Like, because I talk to people with kids who are a little older, and they're like, they want to watch a show, and it's like on Apple TV or on HBO.
Yeah.
And the kids at school have that.
Yeah.
And you're like...
You gotta get it.
You gotta get it.
My kid's not getting a smartphone until he's like fucking 14. He's not getting a fucking phone.
I hope they never need them.
It'll fuck his brain up.
I hope the whole concept of smartphones disappears.
You know what? It's starting to. I think there's a bunch of kids are going to dumb phones. Like they're going back to like the just,
yeah.
It's just a phone. I have Snake on my phone. I have Snake on my play Snake on my
phone.
That's
great.
And I showed it to my kid and he's like, that's a really good game. I was like, you're damn fucking right. It's a great game. I'll show you how to text by pressing the button three times. You
don't
want to fucking learn some shit?
You don't play it for 10 seconds and then it's like, hey, do you want to buy some rainbow crystals?
Exactly. Oh, in-app purchases? Go fuck yourself.
Hey, this video game needs your credit card. What? Why? What is it?
The thing is like, there was a time when,
that
like...
That seems like a scam.
Do you remember, like, did you see that Tetris movie?
Imagine if Donkey Kong was like, hey, yo, give me your credit card. Why? I'm just going to hold on to it. You know, I'll hit you with a few barrels and then I'll be like, you want to give me $20?
Do you want to give me your email? It's like, I guess I have to sign up.
The Duck Hunt dog comes up. He's got like a giant check written to himself.
It was such a bad day when they put the Duck Hunt dog down. That was the end of the golden age. Took him into the digital room.
Yeah, that poor Duck Hunt dog.
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about
I always
buying.
Wanted to shoot Duck Hunt with a laser pistol. I love that gun... They were like, it's the zapper.
Yeah.
It does that. It's so, and it was like the only game we ever played was Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
No one had.
Else. No other game.
There were other games, but I'm like, did anybody have it? No.
There's
Duck
probably
Hunt
like some
came,
shit RoboCop.
Duck Hunt came with the Nintendo, and so we were like, yeah. It was like, that game was Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt combined, and then every other game was just one game. You're like, what are you doing, other game?
You've shown us what you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
You've shown us that you can have a split
Wait,
class.
Wait, you can put more than one in there?
Yeah. They could probably, back then, I was thinking about getting one of those ones for when I travel where it's just like the controller and it plugs into any TV
and it
has 500 games on it.
I know, but they only released them for like 6 months and then they're gone.
They're gone?
Yeah, they don't, I want to get one too, and they don't sell them anymore. It was like you had your shot.
Fuck.
And then they do that, they're like, I don't know, like the Star Wars limited edition stuff. They're like, you can have it, Right now only, and then it's gone.
Oh, I love, used to love that when Disney was like, and then it goes back in the Disney vault.
Yeah, the vault.
With Walt's head. What the fuck goes with this Nazi memorabilia? The
Disney vault.
What is in the Disney vault?
The fucking version of the Little Mermaid where the priest gets a boner.
Yeah, see, that was what you could do back then. You could put pornographic imagery on the cover of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
In the fucking,
as
and
a,
people
as
were
a
fine
little
with it.
Gag, and people were like, eh.
You could see Jessica Rabbit snatch. That was a thing. They did it.
Yeah.
And not now. Yeah. You're not allowed to do it now because too many people got that technology. They got Zoom. Yeah. They can do this. They can do this. Couldn't
pause,
do that before.
They got a pause button.
Oh yeah, I remember when I was a kid, the first VCR, the remote control was just one button. It was pause, and it was connected with a wire to it. Like you're taking an old timey photograph.
Yeah.
Stop there.
I had a black and white. I watched The Simpsons on a black and white television.
Really?
That's how poor we were.
When we first moved
it
to
Canada.
It
had the dial. We had to go.
Yeah. And did it have the thing on the back where you screw, like you attach your computer? Yeah. When we first moved to Canada, we got the biggest TV we could, which was 22 inches. It was the biggest TV we could get. And it was a console TV. Most of the TV was fake walnut. And my parents had that TV until like 1999, 2000.
Oh, hello.
They had it forever. Podcast dog.
What do you want?
Wow, check out that podcast dog, bro. What's up? What's up, podcast dog?
Hi, I'm a wolf.
I like it, though.
A vicious wolf has attacked me.
Adorable. The most adorable.
A dire wolf from the
Have you ever done a comedy show with a dog?
Like,
that's the fucking best.
In the audience?
No, on the stage.
Oh, no.
I did it. I went and did a corporate or a private show.
Yeah.
And it was in this, during COVID, it was in this field, this outdoor birthday party.
Oh, great.
And I get there, and it's a Great Dane and a pit bull.
Oh my
and
God.
They're like, they're harmless. They're just going to be wandering around. I love Great Danes.
I would have called it off.
But it was like,
I'm not performing.
Like very wealthy family. And they had like this big, long table of all the food and the birthday cake and everything. And there was about 20 of them sitting in a semicircle. And I was outside yelling and screaming.
Wild.
And the dog would like
what
sit next
weird
to me.
Time
and
was.
I would scratch the dog's head. And if you have a joke that doesn't go over and you can pet a dog, fixes everything.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fixes it all. And then the best thing is, as I'm doing the joke, the Great Dane decides, fuck this, I can reach the shrimp, and just goes over and just So the whole time I'm doing my set, I'm like,
someone's distracting them.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. The dog knew what was up.
At you
the
whole
dog's
time.
Not stupid. Dude, it was the best. I'm just looking over and I hear this.
He's your biggest fan.
The dog loved me. It's like, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, COVID was a fucking strange. Like, it's so weird now. You look back on it now, 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, whatever the fuck, when it hit. Like, 2.5 years ago is when it really felt it. And I was like, really, like, what a fucking weird. I found a mask the other day when I was cleaning out my closet.
We really didn't come out of it well.
No, not really.
Remember all the promises of, like, when this is over, it's going to be like the roaring 20s. And then we skipped that and just went.
The 1820s.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's not good.
You basically, you spend your savings to survive COVID. You it fucks up your comedy because you don't get to work as much.
Mm-hmm.
It basically makes you, because of the division between the anti-vaxxers and everything else, it just reminds you that, yeah, I got off Facebook before COVID even was declared a pandemic.
That's
I got off
smart.
About a week before because everyone was going insane because it was peak Trump. Because Trump had been in for like 3.5 years.
I don't remember who that is.
Don't worry about it. It probably won't be a problem again. I was totally ready to discount that dude. And then I'm like, you know what? Maybe he'll get back in.
I mean, he's popular.
He doesn't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to put a president who's in office in jail. You can't do it. How does that work? If you're a president in office and you kill someone and it's 100%, can they have to wait? Be like, oh, 3 years, you're fucking going to jail.
I don't even know. I think they'll just justify it. I think they'll just be like, yeah, it was, they attacked him.
They're not putting an American president in prison. That's bad for business.
Yeah, no way.
You imagine? I mean, it was bad for business when they fucking fucked up the Al Gore, George W. Bush thing. People don't remember that. But that was clearly a fucking theft of an election. And Al Gore with his wimpy doesn't fight back
Where
bullshit.
Was that storming of the Capitol?
Yeah, exactly.
In your Priuses.
Yeah.
We've got an inconvenient truth for you. His name is Jebediah Bush.
I say. I love. I don't know what's going all back.
Please clap.
Oh, God. That's one of the best things I've ever seen.
Jeb Bush, please clap is pretty unbelievable.
Jeb Bush. You need another one?
Yeah, sure.
Jeb Bush. Thank you. Please clap. Jeb Bush. If anyone doesn't know, the Jeb Bush, please clap thing is. He was doing a speech. I think he was in Florida, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was like around the time when they were like trying to figure out if he could run.
Uh-huh.
Because he was always the favorite son.
Yeah, but he was too smart to get the job.
H-Dub loved him more. But yeah, I think
he was too smart because Cheney was like, look, if Jeb gets in, he's going to ask too many questions. We need a fucking moron. Enter stage rant.
Yeah, and all George ever wanted to do was watch football.
I just want to paint veterans that I've now made. I made these veterans. He should have a podcast. Just morbid curiosity.
Yeah,
I would listen
to
that.
What's he up to?
He just has Ellen on the whole time. Remember when I said gays are poison? Anyway. She fucked that up.
Yeah. Nobody's...
I love how everyone's like, oh, Michelle Obama and George W. Bush, their friendship's hilarious. Really? One of them killed 1 million brown people.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure which one now. Like, also, what the fuck?
Also, it's like they're responsible for the division that we're all feeling.
This is how you make money.
Like Cheney's...
Divide and conquer.
Cheney's thing where he got rid of the bipartisan law. And that's like, as Canadians, we don't really think about it because we just
it doesn't work like that for us.
Because
so.
We're like, oh, okay, I guess there's always been Fox News. But no, Fox News appeared suddenly.
Yep.
As this insanely partisan,
yep,
quote, many quote unquote news network.
Yep.
That everybody just kind of went like, wait, what?
It's
what?
No mistake that it
How
happened.
How is this allowed?
It's no mistake that the rise of Fox News and Citizens United and everything were all in the same. It was all orchestrated. It's not stupid.
It was Rumsfeld's plan from when Nixon was in office.
That's the funny thing is, like, everyone goes like, oh, well, the George W. Bush thing. I'm like, okay, well, we're talking 30 years after George Bush Sr. was, you know, head of the CIA, like Black Hawk helicopters fucking, like they all did that shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
These are the people who started.
Funding the Sandinista government.
Yeah, these were people who started, like these are Pinochet's friends. Like these are the people who did
this
shit.
Getting rid of the Sandinistas. They were involved. I can't remember.
You know, the ocean comes in, no more Sandinistas.
I can't remember if Sandinistas were Sandinistas. Overthrown. Or if
that was
were...
my favorite Matchbox 20 song.
Sandinistas. I don't practice Sandinista. I ain't got
no crystal ball. I follow Dick Cheney. I fucked them all. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there any political song by Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
Was that Sugar Ray?
No, the Practice Santa Rita was Sublime.
No, Crazy Town, Sublime.
They were they were huge, but they never saw a dime of it. The guy died before they ever
got
fame. The lead singer. It was one of those classic things where, like, they were a pretty popular, like...
Real Blind Melon
surf
shit.
...surf rock band around SoCal, and then, like, their CD kind of blew up, but he was already gone.
And that happened to Blind Melon.
Yeah.
Which is Ray Charles' original stage name.
Yeah. That's good.
Thanks. I don't know why that's funny. It shouldn't be funny.
Why is he a melon?
I don't know! It just seems funny to me!
Oh, man. You know what I'll say about a honeydew melon? They sure last a long time.
Honeydew will fucking hang out for him. Cantaloupe will go fuck itself. Cantaloupe will fucking die. Cantaloupe Larry will fucking die.
Yeah.
Cantaloupe fucking done in like 3 days.
I get, like, as soon as I start, like, certain things, like, when you grow tomatoes, for example, you really understand why.
Do you grow things?
Well, we have, like, a little garden, but, like.
Oh, nice.
We had a tomato plant, and, like, all you need to do is plant one tomato plant.
Yeah.
And then you understand why, like, Italian cooking is, like, there's tomatoes and everything. Because if you've ever seen the yield on a single tomato plant, you're like, the fuck am I going to do with all these fucking tomatoes?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Every other plant.
That's why they throw them at artists. Like, they literally were just trying to get rid of them.
Like, carrots, like, strawberries, all of those, you're like, oh, I got three for the season.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that's sad. But, like, literally tomatoes. Everybody that's ever grown
you
tomatoes.
You open a hall closet like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Like, God damn it. I can't. This plant can't be stopped. Tomato plants literally collapse under their own weight because they have too much. You have to build a fucking scaffold around them.
Yeah.
To help them. Otherwise, they're like, I made you so many tomatoes.
They're just too eager.
I'm dying.
I want to be your friend so bad. I want to make so many tomatoes for you.
I don't think they're Italian. I think they're from South America, too. That's what's so wild about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like Italian cooking is like hilarious because like noodles are from China and tomatoes are from South America.
I think it is. I think it is. Yeah, I'm making a thing.
And now it's so good.
It's so good.
Olive oil. They got olive oil.
That's yeah, they got thing. Olive oil. And they didn't. They did invent pizza, didn't they?
Yes.
They did invent pizza. Yeah.
But
what am I going to do? I fell asleep on this loaf of bread. What am I going to do? It's a flat loaf of bread. I put a tomatoes on it. That's all they did. They just put tomatoes on everything they could find. What else have we got? Mozzarella. And they just
too much.
Too much. Tomato mozzarella. But what they don't realize is that to get to pizza, they had gone through so many different things. Okay, I got this cabbage. What are we going to do? Tomato mozzarella.
They were just trying to see which things they had that they could make flat. The cabbage, no good.
Bring a steamroll in here. That's a flat of cow.
Bread work great.
Bread good. Bread flat. Bread a good foundation. I love Italy. Have you been?
No.
Oh, it's fucking great.
We were
dude.
Supposed to go for our honeymoon.
Really?
Like we were going to do like Italy, with the Spain. COVID. And then there was a goddamn somebody Play. Sneezed.
Someone sneezed on a bat or something.
Somebody sneezed on a bat.
Some bat got mad. Blame it on Batman.
I think a bat bit a guy or something. I don't
fucking
know.
Angry bats. I went to Rome. I really like. I was there for 3 days. I feel like I should have been there longer. But it was one of those ones where when you live in London, it's really easy to get there. It's
yeah, because like you were over there. Do you miss the UK? Would you go back?
I do. I don't know whether I would go back and live. Things have changed a lot since Brexit. But
that's
I
what
do
everybody's saying.
Miss going back for comedy. I do miss comedy.
You got
there.
A king now. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
your last
fucking
name
stupid.
Finally means something.
I would accept him being king if he would take all comers. Like, if you could just show up with a broadsword and be like, Let's fucking do this. He's like, all right, I'll fight.
He could select a champion, but I definitely still want to see it.
I'd fucking fight for it. If he killed his mom and took the crown, Hamlet style or whatever. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it to you.
I think Hamlet killed his mom.
No, well, whatever. I mean, old school. I mean,
you're
talking
thinking
about
of Marcus Aurelius and Commodus.
I'm always thinking of Marcus Aurelius. You know what I got to do? You know what it's time for?
What is it time for?
I don't. You know what this is. I don't have to tell you what this is. This is a random topic generator for people who have social problems.
Oh, yeah. Thank God, because we've been going down a pretty dark path.
It's been good, though. I'll talk about Marcus Aurelius all day. You won't get me off the topic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? All the mean comment people are right.
Yeah, you're right. Comment below if you don't like us. That's all I'm going to get now. It's just people heckling. I don't want people to heckle on my... Where is your social media so people can heckle you?
It's Ivan W. Decker on Instagram. You know what I'd love? You can heckle me. That's fine. But I would love if you would go into my comments and find the mean comments and be mean to those people.
Oh, that
would
be great. If you could just... I get that sometimes.
Someone should have that. Just be like a group.
Yeah.
I will assemble a group of 30 accounts.
Just to comment bomb people?
That will just go into your comments, find the rude people, and be like...
One guy went after me on Instagram for that Billy Burr impression thing, and he was just like just being a dick about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I think, you know, I went back and forth with him a bit to trick the algorithm, and then it keeps popping up because I don't ban anybody or block anybody.
I know.
Why?
And
it's
you're
fun.
Not supposed to.
It's fun. And then this, I mean, I only do it if they're just absolutely ridiculous. Like one guy kept private messaging me, like threatening me. I was like, you're done. But but the amount of shit this guy's got, I almost feel like banning him to save his life, because like the amount of he has been getting fucking destroyed.
I mean, see, that's nice.
It's nice. I feel good about it. But at one point he goes, you can call your goons off anytime. I'm like, I don't have goons, but I wish I did.
Yeah, I
like,
wish
these
I had
are
goons.
Fucking good goons.
I want goons.
Goons
would
be
I got
great.
No goons.
Hired goons.
I want hired internet goons.
You know, six goons. That would be a great six six goons.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, West Six Goon. And then you just, six accounts that go out and fucking comment bomb dickheads.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, all
right. Here's your $1 million idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your rant.
At least $1,000.
$1,000. Back in the day, $1,000.
I like now that if you say the phrase, that's $1 million idea, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
It's not good.
Well, it's like middle management.
It's $1 million idea. Oh, you mean I'm going to burn through all my venture capital before I even reach the second quarter?
My dad
and need to declare bankruptcy?
My dad said to me, he's like, back when the lotto 649 was like $1 million, back in like the 80s, he goes, well, if you can't make your life good with $1 million, I mean, what are you doing? Nowadays, if you can't make your life good with $1 million, you're like everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I
have that joke on my album where I'm like, we got to watch $1 million become not enough money.
Not enough money. And it's true.
Which is like insane.
Fucking hilarious. Because like I look at the money my wife and I make and I'm like, we make more than my parents ever made.
Oh, yeah.
Way more
than
my
parents ever.
When I told
my mom what my combined salary with my wife is,
she's like,
we
what?
Can't afford property, they're like, oh.
Yeah, I told my mom that, too. And I was like, because we were talking about maybe getting a house together. When my dad died, we were like, well, maybe we get a house together. And then we were looking at what realistically you could afford. And she's like, well, you guys must be able to afford a place yourself. Like, we have no clue how this works.
We know the world is – I saw a great quote today. I can't remember. I can't attribute it to anybody, but who cares? I'll just say I invented it because it's the internet. This is my quote. I think it's crazy that we've messed up the world so much that the idea of robots taking our jobs is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, in the Jetsons future, it was like, can't wait till robots do our jobs for us, and we can just go to the seashore. But now everybody's like, fucking robots are going to take my shitty job as a garbage
dude,
man.
You know what the dumbest thing about our fucking society is? Is that, like, I see this with old dudes a lot. Like, as I see guys get older, I think when people, like, particularly men, it seems to be particularly men, when they leave their job, they have such a lack of purpose, they basically drink themselves to death or eat themselves to death. They don't have anything else to do. When their kids are grown up and gone, when they no longer have to provide things.
A man provides.
They're empty.
It's what a man does.
I am a bum, and it works great. But you see, the thing is like, I'm just so,
which is so weird, because like, I think for generations, having that, like, a man provides gene.
Provide and protect.
Has been beneficial.
Yeah.
But now, it's like, don't have that.
Well, the thing is like you look at it and you go, okay, so you spend, so when you're, maybe if you're lucky, when you're 24, you get your career job, because now you can't do it without an education.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm a high school dropout. There's no fucking, what else am I going to do?
But you can't get it with an education either.
Well, that's the thing, is you can need a master's degree to work at fucking Denny's, so I don't know what you're doing. But so say you get your career job at 24. Say you're lucky enough to get your career job at 24.
Yeah.
And you work for 45 years, so you're 69 when you retire. And then you've got maybe 20 years left if you're fucking lucky.
Yeah.
Maybe 30, depending. I mean, some people live longer now than they did. They do. But say 20 years left. So basically, the majority of your life, you've been working for a job that, unless you're very lucky, is something you don't necessarily always want to do.
Yeah.
But you do it because of the reasons surrounding it. And I'm like, being a stand-up comic is frustrating and difficult, as you know. I mean, you know, I've known you your whole career. I've seen you fight. I've seen you get there. I'm immensely proud of what you've produced and what you've been capable of, but it's also because
you're the only one.
No, I'm not, because it's harder, because I know how hard it is, because I did it.
Yeah.
So I know exactly how hard what you've done is, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, because it just, as I get older, I realize there's less and less of us that stay, because it's so hard. But the one thing that keeps me in it is, no matter what the difficulty is, no matter what the you know, the uncertainty is ultimately, when it comes down to it, at the end of my life, there is this time without compromise that does not exist for most people. I see my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a house. Yeah, they have a fancier car than me. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, they hate everything about their lives except their family.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, it's wild.
I don't hate my life. Like, I mean,
so
it's frustrating. I don't hate it.
My age now, I'm 37, who are burned out.
Exhausted.
They're walking away from their jobs.
Yeah.
These are lawyers, doctors.
Yeah.
That are like, okay, I did it. I'm a doctor.
I did the thing I was told to do.
Or I'm a lawyer, and they're like, I can't do it. Because even that is like, I mean, who wants to be a doctor right now? No one. Like,
fuck off.
Everybody knows. Like, you think it's hard being a comedian? It isn't. Imagine your job is if you literally
don't get aware, trade secrets.
You literally went to school for a decade to learn intricate, medically proven facts about the way that
you're
the human body works.
You're a person of science.
And every day you just have a stream of people coming in being like, actually, I think you're wrong about this. I heard if I eat soup, it'll be better. You're like, fucking holy shit.
Yeah, it's so
I don't want to be a doctor anymore.
I can't imagine what it'd be. Like, it's frustrating when you get people who don't know comedy talking shit, but could you imagine if you're like a fucking doctor?
God.
And someone comes in and goes, that lump on my balls is not what you think it is.
Yeah.
Like, it totally is what I think it is, because I'm a doctor. Stop sticking your balls in vacuums. That's all it is. But that's the frustrating thing, is like, what we do is like, I mean, we see it in a very – I mean, yeah, when you get to the amount of experience, the amount of time, the amount of years in we're in, because you're, what, like about almost 20 years now.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
So when you get to this amount of time in, so when you get this amount of time in and you get this experience, it becomes rarefied air. There's not a lot of us. But even then, it's not something other people can't get to if they do. When you're a doctor or something like that, that's like there's ramifications if you get that shit wrong. Like if we have a bad show, it's like the bad show. If you're a doctor and you fuck it up, like you go to jail. it didn't look like that bad.
Well,
of a
you can have malpractice insurance. There's no mal joke insurance.
I wish there was.
I wish I could have an insurance
policy.
I'd
be so insured up.
I'd be like, hey, if I bomb, take it up with my insurance company.
I would pay $1,000 a month, so never worry about
it. I still get paid full price. Even though everybody.
Oh, God, I love this idea.
Everybody's a man is very upset.
This is your $1 million idea. Is bad joke insurance. Is bad comedy insurance.
Mal comedy insurance.
You know how you sell it to? You go to like agents and managers and go, I know you signed someone that you don't know whether you necessarily trust.
Yeah, yeah.
I will cover your losses.
I'll
in the
cover
event
your
that,
losses.
In the event they don't get 1 million Instagram followers.
Yeah, yeah. You give me $1,000 a month, no matter where they bomb, I'll smooth it over.
We have to do a random. I don't want to. I want to do like a 2-hour podcast with you, but you have somewhere to be.
Yeah.
Because you're a fucking busy man with busy shit. Okay. This is one that applies to comedians. All right.
Okay.
Where is the worst place you have been stuck for a long time?
Oof. Man. What constitutes a long time?
And don't say middling.
I wish I could still middle.
God, wouldn't it be great to go back to middling?
Oh
yeah, fuck.
Yeah, forget going back to 1986.
Go back to middling.
I want to go back and
just
be a
middle. Oh, God. I did it once. Someone they called me and asked me to come in the last minute. Like, literally that afternoon, they were like, can you come in middle? And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I come in and I do shows and my entire job is to knock off the headliner.
Yeah. 25 lightning minutes.
At best, I was doing 15s. I was 15 minutes, dude. Oh, God.
Love it.
Dude, it was so good. But all where right. Have you been stuck in a town? Have you like had a layover somewhere or some shit?
Yeah, I've had some canceled flights. But I've been pretty lucky. Like the only thing that happened recently was the Burbank airport. I got because
I like that airport.
Well, that's what everybody thinks, right? There's this whole
thing.
Well,
when you don't have to be there.
In LAX, there's like this whole like, oh, I don't have to go to LAX. Go to the Burbank airport. It's great. A lot of problems with the Burbank airport. Like, number one, you land, no Ubers. Ubers don't want to go there. So you can't.
Fair.
If you need to take an Uber home, that's going to take a long time. And then getting out of there, if you have a direct flights, like, they're great in theory, but they get canceled more because they know that, like, oh, this isn't going to screw over any of our other flights. Like, we don't have to refund two legs.
Yeah.
So direct flights are always delayed. And, like, I had a delay to the point where I had to go to the ticket counter, be like, because they delayed my flight past the point where, like, I'm not going to make it for the gig. I'm going to now land at 11 p.m. Show's at 8. So I had to buy a flight on another airline that was going to get me there on time.
Yeah.
Like, buy it from the airport, like the 80s. Like, go to the counter and be like, one ticket, please.
I bet that was cheap.
Yeah, not cheap. And then I had to go get my. I had to go to the original airline that I was flying with and be like, yo, give me my bag. And they're like, what? And I was like, I gave it to you to put on the plane, but I want it back because I need to put it on this other plane that's going to the same place you're going, but they're going to get there on time. And then it was a whole thing. I had to like go out of security and then go back through. And then,
was this United?
Yes. Yeah, it was United out of Burbank.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nothing against United, but everything against United.
But I'm stuck with them. I have to do United.
Your points guy?
Yeah, well, because they're Air Canada.
Oh, right.
They're connected with Air Canada.
I don't have any. You know what? The weird thing is I don't have any. I never subscribed
You've
to
never joined a loyalty
I've
program?
Never joined a loyalty program. I can't.
Where
do
you
know
get
what.
Your free hard-boiled eggs? Don't you love getting to the airport at 5 a.m. and
you know what?
Cramming two
if they
cold gray yolked hard-boiled eggs in your face
if they
going, I've earned
like
this.
That, if they promoted it like that, I would totally do it.
I earned these horrible This is the result of all of...
Because we did that tour together.
I'm loyal.
And you're like, you said something about I should come to the lounge with you. And I think it was you, I think it was you or Chris or something. Because yeah, the lounge to me. And I was like, what's in the lounge? And you're like, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, nothing good. Because Stanhope... Stanhope talks about...
hard-boiled eggs.
Stanhope talks about the Delta lounges like they're fucking palaces.
And they're not. I went in there. I recently got... I did a gig where I got to fly first class on Delta. And they,
ooh.
And they, like... They... I got into the lounge.
Yeah.
And which is weird because also, like, on my way back, I was first class as well, but they wouldn't let, they're like, you don't even get in the lounge if you're first class with Delta. The only reason people think that the Delta lounges are palatial is because they're so exclusive. Because, like, even first class tickets don't get you in unless you have a special
MasterCard.
See,
that's horseshit because the first time,
so everybody then has, because it's like
10 times the price.
First class ticket is ridiculous, and then you have to have an American Express card with a $500 annual fee. Just to get into the lounge.
Nah, fuck that.
And then you get in, so of course people are going to justify it and be like, yeah, I mean, I pay $500 a year for this lounge, but it's
really good.
You
know how much really fucking
good.
Shitty hard-boiled eggs you have
great.
To eat to get the 500? You know how many
hard-boiled
eggs?
They got the same. I walked into that Delta lounge thinking, oh, this is great. I'm spending my life in United lounge. I saw the same goddamn bowl of cold hard-boiled eggs I see in every airport lounge.
You know what you're better to do?
People scrambling around it. I got out of my way. Don't take the last egg. I'm a businessman. It's pathetic. It is pathetic.
You know what you're better to do?
If you want
to
see
this. And also, we're going on the road again in the fall.
Yes.
And this is what we need to do.
I can't wait. With a magician.
Dude, I'm so excited.
That guy will make some eggs disappear.
I'm so fucking excited for this. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm thinking we should do. I'm thinking you and I need to plan this better this time. Because we did not have nearly enough party or fuck around time. So what we need to
do. Yeah, because we were on a goddamn bus.
What we need to do is we need to. And the tour is great. And I love the tour. And it was fantastic. But we do need some more fuck around time. The only fuck around time we have is a bus that we can sleep on. That last night when I drank that insane, weird, tippy fucking Willy Wonka shot.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I have a video of that. I just look pissed off.
Yeah, because it was like, too intricate.
Why are you doing this?
The server was like,
it's like that game Mousetrap.
Yeah.
And she's trying to put it all together. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I just started pouring it into the
kitchen.
Yeah,
you're like, give me that. I'll do it.
It was like...
We don't need to dump three glasses into other glasses.
What the fuck? What the fuck was that?
Like a
siren.
I was
like, I don't need magic.
You're like,
I need
I'm not
boost.
20. I'm not a 20-year-old.
Dude, exactly, right? Like, I'm not some guy who makes 300 grand a year on the rigs.
Yeah,
I fucking
just
want a drink, all right? I'm a grown-up. Just give me whiskey. So here's what I'm thinking. We plan it ahead next time. We get to the airport early. We get fucked up before the first flight. Fuck flying sober.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, forget it.
All right, no, I'm Stanhoping this. Let's go Kreischering it or whatever. Let's get on a flight. And when we get to the sound check that we don't need to be at, we'll fucking like we're going to the green room and singing sea shanties.
Yeah, yeah. I'll fall asleep for my set.
Fuck yeah, let's fall asleep during our sets.
Have you ever passed out during a set or fallen off a stage?
I've never fallen off a stage, never passed out, but I have been ill enough, like sick enough, that after a set I've passed out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't from booze.
For me,
it was
the adrenaline usually carries me. But
I've been stage health. Yeah.
I've had such a lost voice that I'm like, I can't believe I'm performing with this.
I've done that once or twice. Very rarely, but it does happen to me.
It's like I just have to like cram lozenges. Just for laughs is I do that
throat
a lot.
Coat tea.
I'm not smart. And I go to
can,
all the parties.
Can I tell you this?
And I yell all night.
Humidifier.
And then I go to the... Yeah.
You know, I got one of those little humidifiers, and one of the ones that sits in a glass of water.
I've never heard of this. You're talking about this.
It's a USB
like,
humidifier. Sits in a glass of water.
Yes, of course.
Right into your face.
Yeah.
You can inhale water for 2 hours.
That sounds...
You just breathe water while you're watching a movie.
And then you have to reveal the secrets of...
The whole time.
Where the...
You
base,
get on
where the rebel base is.
You get on stage.
You tell them where the next targets are for your terror plot.
You get on stage and you're just like, your voice is like.
Oh my God.
No, but it's true. It does work. It does work. I very rarely lose my voice because I project from my diaphragm, but sometimes.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You know what it is? If I get a stuffed up nose...
I got a real nasally annoying voice.
You don't have a nasally annoying voice. What are you talking about?
Everything's up top.
I'm tired of having a sexy voice. It's killing my life. You know what I mean? Every time I answer the phone, people are trying to fuck me.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's like, yeah, FedEx, I get it. Can I just get the package? And they're like, yeah, you won't come around and get it or what?
Do you live in a building where people tape their buzzer number to the door when they're expecting a package?
I live in a building where
it makes me so mad.
Oh,
stop it. These people are going to just break in.
I am seriously thinking about fucking off to the middle of nowhere and getting like getting a house and then getting a tiny house that I turn into a bar and a podcast studio and a hangout time and just bring people over for like 2 nights and just like come over to my house. I will bring you, I will give you the finest whiskey and we will fucking hang out and be stupid.
Yeah.
Sit by the ocean and
that'll
fuck
be
off.
Great.
I just don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore.
I just can't, like, Megan Milton had this great idea and I think it's smart of just like,
She's a smart lady.
I just want to destroy a strata.
Oh,
I just hate, like, I hate stratas. They're dumb. They don't do anything. Like,
it's make work.
It's all like they. So today, it's just been constant this week, which is like also. I think that's why I'm in a bad mood because like I'm getting ready for the special.
Mm-hmm.
Stressed about that. Kid is teething, and then also on top of that, the strata's like all this stuff like. Okay, we're power washing the outside of the building, so you got to take all your screens out and then keep all your windows closed during the hottest week of record.
Poorly planned as fuck.
Yeah, and then they were also, today, they were like, okay, everybody, you got to take your cars out of the parking garage because we're power washing
the
whole garage.
Yay.
I went in there and made a video of the garage. It looks worse. It looks way worse.
That's the thing. They don't do the job.
It got dirtier.
Dude, mine has had that. Mine said in my building, they're like, because we moved to this older building, but it's a bigger suite, so it's like a full proper 2-bedroom, and it's a better view and everything. But it doesn't have the built-in air conditioning, and it says on the thing you can't have air conditioning. I'm like,
what?
There
was a whole thing in Toronto with that. Like,
I'm like, that's not. It's a health issue, man. I'm not sleeping in 35 degrees. I can't.
No,
I'm not having my kids sleeping. You know
what? What is
Find
their justification
me.
For saying you can't have it?
They don't like it having the pipes out the window.
I'll put a
it's
pipe
aesthetic.
Through something else if
right?
they're not careful.
I got to let you go. You got to go do your show. You're busy.
Yeah, I guess.
You're a busy man. You don't have to.
That's all right.
You can stick around. You could do the next episode.
I should go. I should. You're right.
When's your special taping? Should we tell people?
Colin Sharp's going to have my head.
Should we tell people when your special taping is?
If you live in Victoria, British Columbia, please come and watch. It's really great doing comedy for people that want it to be happening. It's on May 25th. I don't know if this is going to air before then.
This will air next week.
Okay, so there you go. You got a little bit of time. Victoria, BC, May 25th, Heckler's Bar and Grill. It's going to be a very fun show.
And it's going to be incredible.
I'm going to be doing all of my best stuff and nothing that's not good until, you know, I post it online and people tell me otherwise. But until then, it's all pretty good stuff.
I almost feel bad for creating all those accounts and shitting on you. But I also think you need to be kept in line.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's important.
I think that...
Wouldn't want me to get too big for my britches.
Well, I'm excited for this special to... Because a few people are going to see it live. But the people that are going to see it when it's put out, I'm excited. Because I've been a fan for a long time. And I know good when I see it. Not with my own material. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing there. But I think that one thing that's great about stand-up comedy is that the good stand-up comics are good. And you can always tell. You can always tell the people who care and put the effort in and create the good thing. And you're one of those people. And I think people need to see that. And I really, really, really want to go and see the special, mostly because I just have all these tomatoes I gotta get rid of. You fucking suck.
Yeah,
just the Italian accent while I'm throwing it, you're like,
some Italian,
you know,
guy.
What though, that would do you such a favor. If I threw a tomato at you during your special, that clip would make you famous.
Yeah,
because if you got hit with an actual tomato, if you're listening to this, come to one of my shows and throw a fucking tomato at me.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Please God, and then I can be the crowd work king.
Yeah quit throwing rocks glasses. For once.
Throw a fucking full-on tomato.
Throw something soft.
Attack me with nunchucks after my set on stage it's filmed. I would love that. Thank you so much for doing the podcast again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
And I'm so happy for what you're accomplishing and what you're doing. I think it's amazing.
Well, I think it's
really amazing. And
I'm
very, very, very proud of you. And I think it's awesome. And I think you guys should check out Ivan W. Decker on Instagram. And are you still doing Twitter? No.
I'm on Twitter. I don't have a blue check anymore, so I'm just a regular old guy.
Mine too. Mine went away
as
well.
It's all gone.
And
so
you know what?
No...
The no blue check is because all the dickheads got blue checks.
I know. It's...
And the no blue check is the way of being a blue checker now.
It's hilarious.
It's great.
It's a very weird
scenario.
I
love the politics of the internet.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good for my mental health, and I love it. I don't want it to go away ever.
Have Ivan Decker come to your town. Watch Ivan Decker on the internet. Go see Ivan Decker. Do yourself a comedy. If you like comedy,
check
Ivan
us
Decker.
Out on tour this November.
This November. I'll be posting dates on thisissimonking.com soon. For me, go watch my special on 800 Pound Gorilla. We're doing great. I really appreciate it. As good as or better than. And then this is Simon King.
And if you want to make a comedian feel good, go to their comment section, find someone who said something mean,
start
and
some real
say
shit.
Something mean to them.
A fucking attack. One guy called this guy. he said, "You look like Mr. Potato Head with Down syndrome."
This is the kind of stuff we're talking about.
This is what I want.
I'm a public figure. I can't do it. You can.
You can do it. Yeah.
You're anonymous.
See, this is where you and I part ways. I can do it because of my persona. People expect
See,
it from me.
Exactly. I'm like Mr. Nice Guy.
You're a pleasant man.
Anybody that says bad things to me, I just have to fucking respond with smiley face emojis and be like, "You got me." yeah.
With me, I'm like, hey, spell cunt with a PH and see what happens. Thank you so much to Harbor Podcast Studios. Thank you so much to Mikey Greenwood, who is not here, but we love you and we miss you and we can't wait for you to come back.
Can't wait until your head thaws out.
Both listeners want you back. Thank you so much, Ivan Decker. I really appreciate having you here. Ivan Decker, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Simon King, and that's What's Wrong This Week.